dude. Welcome to episode 37 of the podcast. This is the actual episode 37. I think we called that episode 37 last week when it wasn't.
I was a liar and I'm sorry. That's my first apology of the episode. I'm sure there will be more.
My name is Cameron Weaver. Thanks for tuning in. This is my partner in crime, Chad Hoy, fidget spinning. I fucked it up. Chaz Foy, fidget spinning Hoy.
So Chaz Foy is a real person. So that's funny. But yeah, this is your boy Chad Hoy coming to you live. Actually, it's not live. For me right now, it's live. Oh man, this getting real, getting meta.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh, baby.
I can't believe that last episode, us recording, was 9 days ago, man. Like, that's really crazy to me.
I know. Whenever we record ahead of time, I feel off. Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe we haven't done one. We should honestly, like, record, like, in advance. And then if we're ever just like... Let's just take a week off. We'll just have one in the back pocket,
no,
you know?
But that's my point is, like, I missed you.
Oh.
It's been 9 days. It's been way too long.
Yeah, the feeling's definitely mutual over here, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you're being real with me.
No, I'm not. I'm fucking with you. I missed you. I missed you, Big Papa.
I'm a sad boy already. Sad boy.
Oh my god, I'm joking. Okay, hey, but we have some hate mail this week. Finally, thank you, you pricks.
Are we starting with that, or are we just...
No, I just wanted to mention, I just want to kind of outline what we're doing this sode, you know? Just kind of...
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I just figure, you know, why not? we finally got some GDMF and hate mail. Thank you guys for that. And we are, okay, listen, I'm going to plug this at the beginning of the episode because I'm sick and tired of you people not listening to the end of the episode. I don't know if that's actually
even
true.
You people.
Our listeners, all 50 to 60 of them.
Ooh, sometimes, all 50 to 60 of you are in some deep hot water. And you don't know how to swim.
I don't even know the fucking words you said. please, God, review us on iTunes. That would be so fucking tight of you if you would do that.
I still need to.
I know, yeah, you have to, like, go out of your way. But, like, if you listen and you like it, just give us a review on iTunes because that is super helpful. So, you know, if you ever want, like, more people than just you to listen, you can, like, relate to it with, like, random people on the street because we're, like... multimedia, you know, just like
super
just
popular, like
30 for 30, you know, we're hitting that list, we're getting up in there,
up in them guts.
If you ever want that to happen for us, like we want it, yeah, if you ever want that to happen for us, like we want it to happen for us, we really don't, but it'd be cool. But yeah, just leave us a fucking iTunes review. That'd be super cool of you. Oh, and yeah, sorry, going along with that, we're going to read a really good iTunes review later because Jack from Rogue Riffers.
Oh, no way.
He left us a really good one, and we've forgotten to read it for like 3 weeks. So that's on us. Sorry, Jack. Love you so much. You're so handsome and nice. Nice person. So, yeah. What'd you do this week, Cam?
Not a lot. Honestly,
fun episode.
Honestly, I don't think I did anything.
Wow.
To be straight up honest with you, I really didn't. Like, it was the Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yeah, that's when you were here, right? Friday.
Yeah. Okay, that's why I was in Indiana. Gosh, that feels like it was a month ago.
Because Austin Miranda did their baby reveal.
Yeah, they did. We, I was in Indiana. I met with Chad on Friday. That's when we recorded the episode with China. If you haven't listened to that yet, please go back and listen to it. China is great. and it was a lot of fun. It was really goofy because Chad and I were in the same room, and Chad was wasted, and I was
and
exhausted.
I was hammered. I don't want to be, wow, I do not want to be at that level of podcasting. I like got bored. I was like, I
you
can't
did
do
get
this.
Bored. You checked out and just started doing fidget tricks.
Well, I was sleepy. I got sleepy.
Oh, man. Yeah, that podcast was interesting. So to those of you who stuck with us for that one, thank you. But then, yeah, the
I've
next
heard
day.
Good things, though.
Have you? I mean, I thought it was good. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I've like people were like, that was genuinely a good episode. China was also really good. And
China
like, thank you.
Is really good. She saved
That's
us.
Why we wanted to have her on. Yeah.
Yes. So thank you for that, everybody. But then the next day, what did I do? Oh, it was the gender reveal party. So, you know, Austin and Miranda are a white couple. So they did a gender reveal party at my grandma's house. Had a bunch of our friends and family over. And we found out that Baby Weaver is going to be a girl. So I'm going to be an aunt.
That's not how it works.
That joke never gets old.
Yeah, it's really cute, though. It's, like, cute that you think that somewhere in your head, like, I feel like you would have actually had that thought.
Yeah, like, I used to think
I'm
that's...
Gonna...
Yeah.
That's how it works. I'm going to be an aunt? Me? Cameron like, Weaver?
Someone was like, are you excited to be an uncle? And I was like, well, I don't know. I might be an aunt. And then I was like, oh, wait, no. But so that was really fun. Austin and Miranda are both like, you know, in the medical field because they're both nerds. So the way they did it, like they didn't know. None of us knew the entire time up until the reveal. And then our friend Mary looked in the envelope just so she would know whether to grab this solution.
I know
she
Mary.
Then poured into a beaker. And then it would make foam and it would make it like come out either blue or pink, depending on the sex of the child. And so Mary comes out, dumps it in,
whoa,
and it's pink.
That child's way too young to be having sex. It's not even born yet. So, can't be how it works.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
God, I hope not. Quick question.
Yeah, what's all, dude?
Say your wife's pregnant.
My wife's pregnant.
Say you have a wife ever.
I have a wife.
Yeah. Okay. Stop. I know what you're doing. Say at some point in your life, maybe you get married. I don't know if it could ever happen for either of us, but
LOL.
Especially after this, if they ever listen to this podcast. Yeah. But,
true.
Do you think, if you do sex when your wife's pregnant, I know it's like natural and good, but would you be a little worried about, what if you like, you know, like poke something?
Personally? No. That baby's pretty far back
anything.
There.
All right. Fair enough. Just a question. What else did you do? You just did, well, you went to there and then you just went back to TN.
Well, on Sunday, actually, I hung out with my good friend Elise Garvrick.
Who's that?
Elise, I went to high school with Elise. And
I knew Elise in high school.
You knew Elise in high school, yes. She's part of our gang, the Crips, and we went
more
and
like
got
the Trips.
Ha, Tribs.
The Drips, not Tribs. Like you're a big like a 50s insult.
Oh, I got
you. Big drip. Okay. Drip
you big
it.
Slut.
Okay.
So that was fun. It was really nice to see Elise because she was in New Zealand for like 9 months, and that's really upsetting. And
true.
So we met up. I picked her up. We went to Starbucks.
Ooh.
And she got some tea, and I got some coffee. And then I was like, well, before all this, we had planned on doing a cover of Ed Sheeran's song Happier off of the new Divide album.
Jace.
So I was like, man, while I'm here, I'm just going to kill two birds with one stone. And so we went back to my mom's house in Converse, and I had already created the track and recorded my vocals, and so I had her sing on it, and we released that on Tuesday or Wednesday, I forget, of last week. But so that was really fun. And then on Monday, I got up and golfed with my dad and a couple of his friends. And so, like, last weekend was really full. So, yeah, I feel like I just got back to Tennessee and I just didn't do shit.
Which is, like, probably super nice. Honestly.
It was great.
Yeah, I envy that. Yeah. So, for my Memorial Day weekend, I went to Eastern Ohio to visit our friend. So me and Zach.
Reliant K.
No. Ugh. We went to Eastern Ohio. It's kind of near Canton, so that's funny. But
hey, I've been to Canton.
We went to visit our friend Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan one time.
He doesn't listen to this. Who's going to move to Montana. So went and saw him. Basically just got drunk for 2 days, which is great. Yeah, we went there. We got there Saturday evening. We cooked out some foodsie. And then we basically just like kind of chilled. We went to this kid whose parents are incredibly rich who lives out there. That Ryan's friends with from like high school. They're on the soccer team or whatever. And they have like basically like a beach area.
They own a beach?
No, but it's like they live in this like lake area, and they just have this bit. It's like crazy. I don't even know. It's like a terrace, and there's like all these stone. There's like a fire pit at one spot, and you like go up, and it's crazy. I wish I could take a picture, but it's too late. But yeah, it's wild. And there's a fire pit at the bottom, so we just like hung out. We made some s'mores, drank a little bit, and then we went back to rides. We went to bed Saturday. No, Sunday rolls around. We go canoeing.
Ooh.
And in Ohio, you can buy beer on Sundays.
Yeah, baby.
So we bought a lot of beer, and we canoed and got drunk on the canoe.
Yeah.
And that was cool. That was cool. Cool new. Stupid joke. Yeah. We did that. That was fun. And then we just kind of like didn't. We went back and we tried to like do a lot of stuff, and nothing really worked out. But when we were back at his house, we were kicking a soccer ball around, and I broke my toe.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Yeah. So this week has been so bad.
Oh no, for me. Chad.
It's okay. It's not broken because it wasn't black and blue, but seriously, there's like a fracture or something. Like it just, I still like can't walk right.
Were you kicking a cannonball around?
No, it was just a soccer ball, but I just have always had problems with my big right toe.
Are you confusing soccer with bowling?
No one in their right fucking mind would kick a bowling ball around, Cameron. It was a soccer ball.
How'd you break your toe on a soccer ball?
It's heavy.
How'd you break a ball on a soccer ball?
We're barefoot. Barefoot.
That's cute, though.
I just toe bashed it, okay?
Were you wearing thongs with your boys?
No. Yes, but not those kind of thongs.
Wait, which kind of then?
It's the foot thongs is what I usually wear. Flip-flops, also called thongs for some reason.
Yeah, one time when I was in fourth grade, I was in the spelling bee, or spell-a-bowl, and we were practicing one time, and I accidentally read throng as thong, and I didn't know what a thong was, but everyone was laughing at me, and I didn't know why, and I cried.
You're such a pussy.
Yeah.
Sorry, wait. Doesn't mean you're a pussy just because you cried, but...
But I was, though.
But you were, though, yeah, basically.
I think I had... yeah, I mean, I was just a pussy. Like, there's no other way to skin that cat. Ew, I didn't mean to do that, and I didn't like that I did.
Whoops. Okay, yeah. So anyway, yeah, I broke my fucking toe. Yeah, and that hurt a lot. And I had to take 2 days off of work in 1 week because I couldn't walk on it.
Good thing you had a couple vacation days banked.
It's funny, because I work at a bank, you stupid dick. Yeah, so, yeah, so I, Monday, we, like, grilled out for Memorial Day. We, like, we were back in Indy.
Grills out for Memorial Day.
That's how it goes, baby. Yeah. And it was really fun. We drank a little bit, and I was like, you know what? I am just not going to work tomorrow. So I texted my boss, my manager, and was like, listen, I think my toe's broken, so tomorrow I'm going to have to go to the clinic to get checked out or something because something's wrong, and I cannot walk on it very well. And so
what did Tony say?
Huh?
Is your boss's name Tony?
No, she's a woman.
Well, Tony can be a woman's name.
I guess women can be named, yeah. No.
Is it Bruce? I'm going to guess your boss's name.
Shut the
fuck up. I'm going to guess your boss's name.
No, you're not. It's Jen, okay?
Cindy. Jen. Oh, it's Jen. Is it Jen?
Can I continue?
Yes.
For fuck's sake. Okay. Yeah,
go ahead.
God, I texted her. I know what you're going to do. Don't do it. You're going to interrupt me. You're going to ask again. Don't do it.
I didn't plan on interrupting you.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I know you. You're going to say, is it Ellen? Okay, thanks for listening to Dad Podcast. I'm gonna go kill myself.
Is it Ellen?
Okay, all right, okay, it's fine. I'm not mad. Yeah, so I texted her and I said, hey, my toe fucking hurts. I didn't say it in those words, but I was like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to come in. I cannot walk. And then she's like, yeah, it's cool, do what you gotta do, just listen to what they say and yada yada. And then the next day rolls around and it hurts worse than it did before. And it's Tuesday. And I was like, no way am I going to get in my car and drive somewhere. So I just bullshit. And I said, hey, they told me just ice it. Everything's chill. Also, I'm poor. I am not going to go to a clinic because my health insurance sucks. So, yeah, didn't tell her that, but it's fine. Yeah. So and then I went to work the next day and it felt kind of okay. But then because it felt kind of okay, I didn't ice it or anything. And so the next day it hurt a lot. And I went to work the next day and it still hurt a lot. And I was like, I'm going to have to leave early. So I left early and then I took the day off on Friday and then I went on Saturday to work, which was yesterday. And so it still hurts. Today it feels a little better. Still not great. If I bump it on anything, it is very painful, but I was getting Charlie horses.
Bump your toe.
Just like if, you know, like things you don't think about, like if you, like I put my feet up under my desk before we were recording.
Oh.
And I like bumped it on like the table leg and I was like, motherfucker. So there's that. But
oh jeez.
Oh boy. Yeah, so my toe fucking hurts a lot still. And that's pretty much what I did this week.
That's incredible.
It's just nursed a very hurt toe.
I'm really sorry about your toe, buddy.
I think it's something's bad. It's not good.
Hey, you know what tome it is?
What tome is it?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Chad. It's time to... hey, we're going to take a quick break to bring you a little word from our buddies, the Rogue Riffers.
Woo!
We love these guys, and we hope you do too. Listen to this ad spot. Transition.
Here at Stuffed Up University, students are exposed to only the finest art, literature, and music. But this summer, there's a new group on campus.
It smells like paint in here.
The Rogue Riffers. They just don't seem to have the same respect for film.
Oh god, that movie broke me.
You're like Night of the Demons, you can eat it.
Other cultures.
I sort of a vampire.
Okay, so like your wife is a vampire and she wants you to convert to vampirism and you're not sure, so you know you're doing the classes. You know, you don't know if you're gonna do the confirmation.
I don't wanna have an adult bat mitzvah.
Music.
The name of the band is Reggie B. and the Jizz Whalin' Ya Doggies. The 1996 album Fool's Paradise features tracks like She Does It Real Good, Oh No Not Again, Did It Feel All Right, and Have You Seen It?
Well, that's, you know...
I feel like that is the concept album that describes a sex act gone terribly wrong.
Sorry, I was jizz wailing so hard that it flew out the window.
Or even each other.
Are you turds done?
I don't know.
Find them in theaters or in your earphones this summer. You can also go to roguriffers.wordpress.com or search SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Rogue Riffers are an integral part of the Podratic equation.
And we're back.
Yeah, so that was like 2 minutes. It's fine. It's they're very fun dudes who do it. Basically, Rogue Riffers, if you couldn't tell, because that was kind of like a movie, like it was kind of like a movie trailer.
Yes.
They review movies.
They sure do.
As do many podcasts.
But they're better.
Yeah. The pun game is incredible.
Oh my gosh. So incredible. Yeah,
they're on it. And like, man, I really hate, I'm going to be honest right now. I really hate like older movies. I don't know what it is. Like I just cannot get into movies from like the 80s or the 90s, but they make me want to watch them. So, I haven't yet, but I like the reviews of them. So that's,
there's honestly something really special about listening to people talk about movies that you haven't seen, and I love it.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's like, yeah,
I trust them more than I trust Rotten Tomatoes. Tomatoes. I should have made a joke about tomatoes to transit. Man, that would have been too much work. But yeah, go check out Rogue Riffers. They're our buddies in the Podratic equation.
Yeah, and so the Podratic equation is a podcast network. Yeah, you guys may remember we talked about being on Podtron.
We played that cool stinger at the end of one of our episodes.
Yeah, it was a cool stinger. But, yeah, I think basically there were just creative differences, and so we split and made the Podratic equation. It's all good. We still like them. We still support them. They still like us and support us.
Yeah, this is an exact mill situation.
Yeah.
But if it were, we would be Drake and they would be Meek Mill. But that just means that they're with Nicki Minaj. So who's really winning? Nicki Minaj.
I don't know. We made the song Charged Up, which is pretty good. So
that's true.
Anyway. Yeah, so listen to Rogue Riffers. And also, yeah, we're part of Podratic Equation. It's a cool network. Follow that on Twitter. I believe... I don't know what the Twitter handle is.
Me neither. I dropped a penny. I'm sorry.
Holy shit. Yeah, so you can follow the Podratic equation at THEPODEQ. That's the Podec. Because I'm guessing the name was too damn long. So that's fine. That's chill. Yeah,
But we like these boys, Not that we didn't like Podtron.
Hey,
but
and girls.
And girls. Oh, duh. Of course. Guys, okay. Yeah, the Podtronic Equation, I'm really excited about. We've got a good little group there. Really fun podcast. Check them all out, please. They're not like us. They're way better. And they're themed. They're themed, and they're just real podcasts. So good for them, and I love them.
Yeah, and we just do this. So nice of you. Yeah, we just do this because we just like to talk to each other. It's cool that other people like to listen.
Yeah.
But Cam's one of my best friends, so it's just our fun little way of remaining best friends.
Yeah, because otherwise I wouldn't give a shit about Chad if I didn't have to talk to him every week. Especially because he spins fidgets.
Okay, I'm going to need you to spin the fuck off, buddy, because fidget spinners are cool.
How many girls have you kissed since you started spinning fidgets?
Actually...
What?
Gotcha. No, yeah.
You got me.
I'm not saying gotcha. I mean, like, I got you, bitch, because I haven't kissed any girls. Oh.
Well, then you didn't get me.
Excuse me. But there's this girl I matched with on Tinder from Austin who added me on Snapchat. Who's very cute. And she, on Friday when I was in bed, I think it was Friday. Yeah. I was like fidget spinning on Snapchat, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Just being funny. I just had a funny like Snapchat story. And then she like messaged me on Snapchat from one of those and was like, "You're funny. Here's my number. We should hook up when you move to Austin." And I was like, "Yeah, we should go get drinks. Yeah, that'd be cool." And she explicitly said, "No, I meant hook up." And I said, "All right, sounds good." Yeah, so, and that came from a fidget spinner staff story, so.
Hold on 1 second while I open a new tab and go to Amazon.
Fidget spinner is a, it's
mussy
pagnet. It's a lifestyle, babe. A mussy pagnet. Wow. That is... I'm going to throw up. That's so gross.
Hey, girl. That's watch me spin this on my finger.
That's worse than saying pussy. Mussy pagnet.
Mussy pagnet.
It may sound like it's like mossy. Like there's like green moss. Okay. I'm done. I can't think about that anymore.
A forest nymph's vagina.
So Cam, what'd you do this week? I'm just kidding. Do we have Panda Borno?
You bet your
excuse me.
You bet your ass we do.
Oh, you're editing that out. You're Should not I? Saying that. You're yeah. not saying that.
I'm just gonna put a bleep over it. Twice.
Oh, that makes it sound like it's way worse.
You bet your ass it is.
Oh. You're bleeping that again.
So.
Oh, every time you have to. Okay.
For those of you who are just tuning in to our, this thing we do, we play a game every week called Band or Porno, where I have a list of 15 names. And these names are either real names of a porno that was actually shot in someone's home, or real band names. And then Chad has to decide if they are a band or a porno. There are 15 of them. I may have said that already. I tune out when I talk.
Not the only one.
We add them up and then we see how he does. He's still never gotten a 15 out of 15 perfect score, but we're I guess some people are probably rooting for him, but I'm not.
That's fair. I'm you know what, I'm not even rooting for myself, because I want this to keep happening.
Yeah.
And also, in general, I don't think I root for myself, so it's fine.
Yeah. Mr. Bill and the Cum Tones.
Oh, is that number one?
That's number one.
Okay, that's a band.
That is a band.
It has to be, even though it's Cum Tones, which is disgusting, but...
You're off to a good start.
That's right, baby.
Bad in a thousand, baby. Balloon sex.
Huh.
I know this is a fetish, if that helps. Actually, I don't want to say if that helps.
I do know that it's a fetish, too. That's why I'm like, I'm gonna go with band.
It's a band, my dude.
Yes. Okay.
Teabagger Vance.
That is a porno.
That's a porno.
Yeah, I know, because I've seen that. I'm just kidding. But I just knew that had to be, because it's like a
super.
It's a play off of a movie. So
yeah. Dead Men Don't Wear Rubbers.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Hell yeah.
Bang Gang.
Band.
That's a band.
Oh, I'm killing it.
You are, man. That's five in a row. And, like, just with such confidence. Like, it's really impressive. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Bertha Does Moose Jaw.
What? Either way, this makes no sense. Moose Jaw. Bertha Does Moose Jaw. I'll go with porno.
It's a band.
I almost said band. Damn. Son of a bitch.
Sandwich of Love.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Yes.
Man. Nurse with Wound.
Porno?
That's a band.
Okay. Gross.
You're still killing it, man. The most you got was 2 weeks ago, and that was 13 out of 15. That was ridiculous.
That was good.
Brutal Dildos.
Band.
That's a band.
Yes.
Penetration Camp.
Porno.
That's a band.
Wow. Fuck that band.
Yeah, for real.
I want to listen to some of these.
Anal Fireball.
Oh. Ew. Bandit?
That's a porno.
Son of a bitch.
That's terrible, man. I hate that's, that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it exists. I'm still gonna look it up later, though.
Power of Pussy. Sorry, Mal.
Oh, because we said pussy. Band?
Oh, we've said that a lot, actually, this episode. That's a band!
There we go. Yeah, we said mussy also.
Airtight Granny.
Oh, fuck! No!
For those of you at home, I wanted to say that one again to you.
Oh.
Airtight Granny.
Oh, God. I'm going to say band and just hope that I'm right.
It's a porno.
It can't be.
What is Airtight Granny?
Buddy.
I'm Googling it right now.
No.
I'm Googling it.
Oh, God. Why?
Oh, it's on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wait. I'm looking it up.
Airtight Granny.
I should have done this on incognito.
Definition. An older looking woman, usually 50 plus, that is simultaneously plugged in all three holes.
Oh my God.
Three boys and one granny equals an airtight granny. But also, it was a movie in 2001 starring Claudio Bergman, Hunk Hollywood, Jeanette, Dick Nasty, Blake Palmer, Will Savage, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those are real IMDb credits, ladies and gentlemen. What?
What
is that?
It's Airtight Granny.
On xhamster.com?
Yeah. I'm gonna close that out. Okay. I hate myself. because now that's in my search history.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so a couple episodes ago, you know how we called it, or there was some, we talked about bestiality, I think. It was the horse one, the one about the pony.
Yeah.
I Googled bestiality, like the word, to see if I was spelling it right.
Oh,
and the first five entries on Google, not Wikipedia, not dictionary, not any law thing. It was all websites for bestiality videos. That is how easy it is to why? So then in my Google search bar, I typed, hey, if anyone was watching that, I swear I was only typing that into my search bar to see how it was spelled.
Oh my God.
So
honestly, I think the NSA is like the least concerned with people looking up bestiality stuff.
That's true. But I still felt like I needed to put that out into the Google. So, Airtight Granny. Good family film to watch with your parents. Maybe go to Olive Garden first.
No.
And be like, Mom, Dad, I have a movie I want to put on the VCR. Airtight Granny.
I'm sure she would enjoy it.
Crotch Duster. Is that when you fart onto someone's lap sexually? I mean, as sexually as you can, I guess.
I'm going to say porno.
That's a band.
Son of a bitch.
Not to make a dumb joke, but you're kind of blowing it.
Fuck off.
Last one. Piss.
Let's say band.
It's a band.
Okay, good.
You done did it, baby. You got 10 out of 15. That's not bad. Thanks so much.
It's 66%.
That's 66.66666666666666666.
Wow.
What?
I just want everyone to know that was not audio editing. That was legit. Cam just did that. That was pretty crazy.
I'm just a little bit possessed.
I want you to do the way you like stupidly smiled when you said, I'm just a little bit possessed. Woof. But yeah, so I'm going to need you to do a stinger of you saying 666666. So just for me personally.
Just for please. You. So like when you get a text, it goes
666666666. Yeah. Holy shit. Wow. That's a really good. I'm sorry. Do we have Michael Winslow in the studio right now?
Who's that?
He's the guy from Police Academy that does all the funny noises.
Oh.
He could be my little devil.
I can just sit on your shoulder.
No, fuck no.
Maybe if we were in a pool.
Maybe. Even then, I don't know.
Well, even then, yeah, you'd have to be underwater.
True. Which, you know, I would drown.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, let's please move on from that.
So that's how we play band or porno, everybody. Thanks for listening. I hope that you wrote
on your pad with some pencils during all that.
Or not, and that's fine. I would not do it either, so that's
well,
okay.
Well, if you didn't, I'm not keeping score for them at home, so they got to keep score for themselves.
I'm pulling up the hate mail.
Yeah, baby, let's get into this hate mail. We got three pieces this time. Thanks, guys, so much for sending us your hate mail. While Chad's pulling those up, I just want to let you know if you would like to send us hate mail, you can do so by emailing us at hoyweave@gmail.com, and we really love it. This is a staple of our show. It's what made our show from the very beginning. So thank you for sending us hate mail. We need to really keep our egos in check because sometimes we have a lot of fun and we start feeling like we're good at this. And then we need you guys to tell us that we suck.
This is very true. All right, so
who's first, Chatty Daddy?
Oh wow, we come up on the. Okay, this one comes from Owen, Jachigan, from Australia. He does Wax on Wax Lyrical. He's our boy. I have no fucking idea how to say his last name. That's fine.
I'm gonna take a quick guess.
Jachigan.
Jafijan.
Oh wow, that's Owen Ephesians 4:13. Okay, yeah. So he says he doesn't have a sub. Oh, he does have a subject line. It reads, "Hate mail." Owen then goes on to say, "Chad, stop posting out the window." I think he means pissing. Yeah. But okay. I also was like, maybe that's like an Australian word for pissing. I don't know. Chad, stop posting out the window, you filthy fucking animal. That's why PTG wouldn't date you. There's a lot more reasons than that. Okay, pissing out the window, you piece of shit. Give the people back their money for this EP you supposedly are making, you huckster.
Huckster Barry Finn.
Cam, don't let him piss out the window. Be a fucking adult, you piece of shit.
What should I do? Also, grab his dick and put it back in his pants, Owen?
Yeah, you could.
Midstream?
You piece of shit. Also, you have two jobs, hand and blow. When you're not... God, I keep thinking these are Australian, like, phrases. I was like, hand and blow? What's that mean? Okay, yeah. When you're not, how's about you mention Jordan this episode as you didn't last episode? Oh, finally, no. Play Wax and Wax Lyrical's podcast advert. I hope you bang your little toe on a coffee table. Well... anyway, I banged my big toe. And then he says, he signs off, angry listener since day one. Thanks, Owen.
Love you, buddy.
It means a lot that you hate us so much.
I love
that you would continue to send us hate mail. It's really cool of you. Yeah. Dude,
every single piece of hate mail mentions you peeing out the window.
Yeah, I think all three of these mentioned me peeing out the window.
I'll read the one from Taylor.
Okay.
Our baby girl.
Taylor writes, the subject for this hate mail is pudding pop! Do it.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Pudding plops!
And the body reads...
I still feel bad about my first hate mail, which was scathing.
It was good.
It was really good, bad. Taylor. Don't feel bad about it. We love that.
There were just some unfortunate things. It's fine.
Which makes it that much better.
Yeah, that's why it was funny. Yeah, it's fine.
So she said, I still feel bad about my first hate mail, so I'll keep this short. Chad, .. You urinate out of your window? I wish I could say I'm surprised, but that sounds like something a hillbilly heathen boy would do. But please send me a snap of drunk you yelling.
Put it pop!
Also, Cam, who the heck is Jimmy the Friendly Ghost? You gotta listen to that one, Taylor.
Wow. She hasn't gotten to that episode yet, huh?
There's a whole episode about it, and it's awesome. It's one of my favorites.
It is, it's canon. It's part of our canon now.
It is canon. Cannon penis. Again, sorry about the first hate mail opener. Sad face. Okay, bye. Don't be sorry. Because we love those.
Fine. Yeah, it was good. Fine. It was fine.
We only cried a little bit that night. We called each other and we just sobbed. As boys do.
That's true.
You never
true.
Call your bro and just sob into the phone?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
All right, and this one comes from Rogue Riffers, whose subject line also reads hate mail. Excuse me. This is always Jack from Rogue Riffers. But yeah. Jack. He says, your episode about tribbing was pretty remarkable. Here are a few things. One. Why would you pee out your fucking window? Okay, I see this is a point of concern for a lot of people. That's okay.
I would like to point out, though, real quick, Chad did ask me to edit that part out. But
I did.
Because, but I don't feel bad about it.
It's my dirty little secret.
I needed some, it was dirty. The register was rusted.
It's my dirty little peepret.
I'll pee you, my dirty little peepret. All American peejacks.
Man, we could just peep doing this all day, couldn't we? But we can't. Okay.
Easter was recent. Anyone save money on peeps?
Peaster was recently. You missed that. How do you miss that?
Oh, shit.
No, it's actually piss we're talking about. That's funny. Okay, can I read this?
Can I give you a piss piss of my mind?
Oh, my God. Why would you pee out your fucking window? 2, Meat Beat Manifesto is a band. How do you not know that? I don't know, Jack, because I'm not 38. All right.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
I don't know these things. Come on. All right. Yeah. So he says, this one is really important. Colon. If you get a chance to have relations, I'm sure this is for Cam. If you get a chance to have relations with a hot 19-year-old, you fucking do it. You will realize why when you get to be my age, 38. But by then it will be too late because all the hot 19-year-olds will think you're gross. No matter how much calisthenics you do.
What are calisthenics?
Oh, my God. It's like stretches.
Oh, I don't stretch.
Yeah, someone didn't play sports. Okay, yeah.
I'm
so,
like I'm like a...
What are calisthenics?
You know how they make, like, action figures of your favorite TV heroes? I would be a fat Albert doll with, like, 3 points of articulation.
What would they be?
His legs kind of work, so you can put him in a sitting position, and only one of his arms work because the other one is, like, hurting during a heart attack or something. Isn't that where you feel a heart attack come on? Your arm?
It's your left arm, yeah, for men. For women, it's different. I don't know why.
Why is it different for women, Chad? It's 2017.
No, biologically, whatever, it's different.
Oh,
no,
okay. Biologically, women are different than men? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So it makes us men and women. I don't understand. I'm not saying that, like, those are the only two genders. I'm just saying, you know, biologically, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're different.
Here's my response.
The two traditional sexes are different. Okay, that's all I'm trying to say.
My response.
And the way they feel heart attacks is definitely different.
That's weird. I don't like it.
Well, I'm fat, so I've looked up a lot of stuff about heart attacks.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
sad.
I've never once calisthenicked
myself. Can I finish this email? Okay, so Jack goes on to say,
did your throat just explode?
Yeah, I just burped a little bit. I was, like, burping, but I tried to, like, hold it down.
Nobody can hold me down.
Okay. He goes on to say...
Is that a One Direction song I was singing?
Oh, my God.
Drag me down. My bad. It's drag me down.
God! He goes on to say...
What did Ellen say?
Also, when someone takes the trouble to write you a hilarious and heartfelt review on iTunes, you should probably read that on the air, which we're about to do. Finally, why the fuck would you pee out your window? Signed, Rogue Riffers.
Do you want to defend yourself, Chad?
Do I want to defend my... No. You know what? Because obviously, it means nothing to anyone. All right? Listen. I pee out the window. My foot's been hurt this week. So you know what? I've peed out the window even more. So you guys can all just fuck off. All right? Just do one, as they say in Britain.
You did a number one out your window.
That's actually a really good joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, fuck you though. Yeah, but look, I pee out my window. I usually do it at night if that helps.
So it, no, there was still daytime when you did it when I was there.
Well, that was different. I had been drinking. When I drink, oh, you betcha I pee out the window. It is so much easier than running downstairs and turning left and going to the bathroom. Okay, so I'm going to read this very good iTunes review. If you want us to read your very good iTunes review,
leave us one
on the podcast. How about you fucking leave one?
Leave one.
Please, because I think we only have like seven.
We have seven?
But we are the first dad podcast now. There is another dad podcast. Don't listen to them. Don't support them ever. They took our name. They took our name. All right.
But they'll never take our freedom. That's the worst Scottish accent. That sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger parodying that movie.
They'll never take our freedom. They'll never take our freedom, laddie.
They'll never take our freedom.
All right.
That was a bad Kermit.
I can't read the whole header of this, but
header. I barely know her.
Jesus Christ. This is what Jack from Rogue River said to say about the podcast. He says, it's good. Just make sure you understand ... And that's all I can read from that, unfortunately.
Oh,
it's probably,
understand what? It's
probably something about the understand, like, the title. So he says, I got through several episodes of this show hoping to find out what to do with my Aunt Sissy's body. She had passed away several nights earlier, and to be completely honest, I had no idea who to call or what to do with her. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. Just really wasn't prepared for her death. She made no preparations or arrangements. Do it, people. It's no joke. Make sure your loved ones don't get caught off guard by your death. To be really honest, I wasn't really prepared to face mortality in any form because it sort of held up a mirror, you know? Like, now I had to think about my own death. Anyway, I'm getting off track. This is not, as I thought, a dead podcast. I guess in my grief and existential crisis, I typed the wrong thing in the search bar. It's a dad podcast. Dad bod. Still, it was pretty funny, so I'm giving it a good review. Thank you.
Jack, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is really funny. I read it and I like thought it was funny. I just forgot to ever read it on here, even though we planned to. So that's our bad, but it's your good. So thank you.
What sucks about that now is that no one's going to be able to write a better review.
Okay, but don't tell them that.
I just did.
Just let them try, though.
That's the whole point, Chad.
I've had to blackmail my friends to leave us.
Whoa.
Not really blackmail. Just like, hey, leave my podcast a fucking review if you listen, dickbag, is what I've said to a few of them. And then they did, so that's cool. Yeah, so this has been fun.
This has been fun. I think we've got pretty much, y'all.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think we're pretty good.
Guys, yeah, we're really enjoying this. We're getting closer to our 50 mark.
Wow.
Which is weird. We're definitely closer to 50 than we are not to 50. That's how math works.
Numbers add up with each other.
Bill, thanks so much for sending us hate mail almost every week and for leaving us review on iTunes. Our buddies over at Rogue Riffers and Wax on Wax Lyrical, all of the podcasts in the Podratic Equation, go check them out.
Also by name, I just wanted to mention Paths of Glory,
and
That's Cool, That's Trash.
Yes.
Who are both podcasts on the network and both very funny.
Chad, where can they find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on social media, and that is at Chad Hoy, C-H-A-D-H-O-Y. That's Twitter, Snapchat, that other thing.
LinkedIn.
Instagram. Don't find me on LinkedIn.
Abraham
LinkedIn. When I was a kid growing up, I used to play with LinkedIn logs.
Ooh, gotta keep up on your friends'
building projects.
They seemed fun, but all they would do is ask me for my resume, and they kept trying to get me to buy Northwestern Mutual Health Insurance.
Linkin Park is my favorite metal rap pop band.
Yeah. Speaking of Linkin Park, did you listen to their new song?
Heavy?
No, I don't know. Is it heavy?
So heavy. That one?
I haven't heard it. I just heard it was very bad. Also, I heard Fall Out Boys was bad.
Guys, okay. Here we go. Here's the thing about music, everybody.
If the bands that you liked when you were
fucking 14 made the same music as when you were 14, you'd probably like it a little bit. But at the same time, there'd be more of you people out there bitching that it sounds the same. And then you're saying now that everybody's selling out. No, they're not. They're just growing up and making different music because they can.
Struck a nerve, everyone.
Just enjoy music that you like, and if you don't like it, don't listen to it. It's as simple as that. There's so much music in the world.
There's so much music in the world, everybody. Just go find stuff that you like and like it. And the stuff you don't like, leave it alone.
It is so boring to hate things.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. Actually, all right, and listen. No, it is not. I love hating stuff.
I know you do, and it drives me so personally crazy.
I know it does.
I hate it so much, and that's boring.
Oh man,
of me.
No. Here's the thing. I don't listen to the music I hate. I just know I hate it. That's why I shit talk it.
No.
Like 21 Pilots.
Because it means something to someone. Gosh dang it! I hate it.
Here's the thing.
No.
Yeah, some bands are out here doing their starfish thing. You know, they're like, you know, if I throw one starfish in the ocean, it means something to that starfish. But here's me saying, buddy, there's still several thousand starfish out here that are gonna die, and it's your fault. You fucking suck. That's how I feel about it. So that's just me. It's fine.
I didn't understand anything about what you just said.
You ever heard that analogy about the starfish?
No.
Oh, God. Okay, so this little girl's... All right, before we finish this episode. this little girl's walking on the beach with her grandpa. All these starfish. And, you know, like, if starfish, they, like, get washed up, they, like, dry out and die, right? If they're, like, left
like
after
whales.
High tide. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so...
Like sea
you know,
lions.
Shut the fuck up. Let me finish. Okay, so they... Love you so much. Yeah, so they... So, you know, starfish come up during high tide, and then they... Oh my God! Shut up! And then they hit, and then it's low tide, and the ocean goes down, and the starfish gets... And there's a lot of starfish that get stuck, and then they get dried out, and they die, and then people sell them for money. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay, so this little girl's walking on the beach with her grandpa, and there's like hundreds of starfish out on the ocean. Out on the beach, right? And she starts throwing them back in the water, and her grandpa's like, "Honey, why would you throw the starfish back in? Like, you know, there's still all these starfish out here." And she's like, "Well, it means something to those starfish that I'm throwing back in, at least."
So how does that relate to Fall Out Boy releasing a pop song?
So that relates to 21 Pilots making music. And
son
that
of a bitch. I knew you were going to bring
a lot
up 21
of,
Pilots.
Yeah, fuck them. Oh, my God. Yeah, God. But there's...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but... So they're like, reaching some starfish that are like, "Oh, my God, thank you so much for this music." you know, thanks for throwing me back in the ocean. And I'm like, "Yeah, but you guys, I'm sitting out here on dry land and you guys didn't help me at all, and I'm pissed off about it." I guess I don't know.
There's another band that will be your chocolate starfish.
There is another band that will be there is another band that will be my that has saved me. And the thing is, All the bands I like are better than 21 Pilots, and so, objectively.
That's objectively. Yeah.
Objectively.
Because there's someone out there who hates your bands passionately, and what if you heard them talking shit about them? You'd be a little upset.
No, I'd be like, you know what? You can hate them because I get it.
Yeah, but what if they just kept talking shit just to bother you?
That's fine. People hate it because they hate it. It's fine.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at LavinousCamp. email us at hoyweave@gmail.com.
Cam actually just fucked up his own. Cam, on Twitter, you're LavinousCamp too.
I mean, you'll find it if you type in LavinousCamp.
Will they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I believe in the intelligence of our listeners to an extent.
And by now, you would think they would get it. Yeah, so... Anyway, thanks for listening. Send us hate mail. For the love of God, send us hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. That's hoyweave@gmail.com.
One last thing. Jeremy, if you're a listener and you added me on Snapchat and you sent me a picture of your nipple last night, that's cool. But if you aren't a listener... I don't know who you are, so please let me know that you're a listener, and I'll follow you back, and I will send you a nip for a nip.
I know that Jeremy is a listener.
Oh.
Because his friend, Matthew, shout out to Matthew. Matthew added me on Snapchat, and on Memorial Day, he sent me like a Memorial Day Snapchat, and I did not know who Matthew was.
Oh, I think he sent me that too.
And then he had a Make America Great Again hat on. And I sent back one with my Fuck Trump hat on and said, Happy Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Which is funny. Jeremy but yeah, Matthew, so...
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to add you back right now because I forgot that I gave out my Snapchat on this. And so I feel bad. I did add you back. Hey, we're friends. I'm going to send you pictures of my nipples right now.
Wow. Please don't. Oh.
Doing it.
Wow, he's doing it. Nip for nip. Okay, yeah. Nip, so. Baby. Everyone, thanks for listening. Oh God,
that is terrible.
Just remember this week, to not listen to 21 Pilots. All right, have a good week, everyone. 21 Pilots sucks. I'm sorry. I'm literally just pissing Cameron off on purpose. Okay, yeah. Have a good week, everyone. Thanks for listening. We love you so much.
Maybe try abstinence this week.
You know, this week, just eat some ass.